This show is brought to you with support from Actable, the company that helps more than 150,000 hoteliers run more efficient and profitable hotel businesses every day at every level. See why more than 90% of the top 50 management companies in the U.S. use Actable at Actable.com. That's Actable.com. Okay, so maybe it's just the holidays, but the other day I was feeling nostalgic, thinking back on some of the favorite things I've done on this show over the years, and one of them was my San Francisco Sunday series, where I sat down with people here in my hometown to talk about tourism, hospitality, and what was going on in the city. And it's been a little while since I've done one of those episodes, but today I'm really excited to bring it back. And in this episode, you're going to hear a conversation with Lynn Bruni Perkins, who is the Chief Marketing Officer of the San Francisco Travel Association, about what's been happening in San Francisco over the past year or two and where things are headed next. Now, you might remember at the end of 2023, I did one of the most meaningful things I think I've ever done on this show, and that is organizing a local in-person meetup at Manny's, which is a beloved neighborhood hub here in San Francisco. And we talked about the future of the city and the role that tourism and hospitality play in shaping it. Lynn and I were both on stage that night, and I wanted to reconnect with her to hear the latest. What's changed, what's working, and how they're thinking about the story of San Francisco today. So if you're interested in marketing, community engagement, how hospitality can make places vibrant and resilient, or just San Francisco more broadly, I think you're going to really love this conversation. Let's get into it.
Hospitality.
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 Hospitality brings people together.
This is Hospitality Daily, the show that helps you stay informed and inspired each day by the most interesting people in hospitality. My name is Josiah McKenzie, and my goal is to help you reconnect with why you work in this industry and get fired up to go out there, delight others, and reach your goals. Let's get started. Lynn, thank you so much for taking time to talk. I've been looking forward to this. I have been on this show a huge advocate of San Francisco, and that makes me very grateful for the work that you and your teams do, because you are advocating for this city. You're telling the story of the city in so many ways. For people that are unfamiliar with your organization, I wonder, very high level, you can set the stage and tell our listeners a little bit about what you do here.
Okay. So I am the Chief Marketing Officer for San Francisco Travel Association, which technically is the official destination marketing organization for the city of San Francisco. We are not a part of the city. We are actually a private nonprofit, 501c6. We're a membership association. So we're not funded through the city of San Francisco. We receive our own private funding. And our goal really is to promote San Francisco as the most compelling destination in the world and really drive visitation to drive economic impact for the city. So, you know, the visitor economy is so important to San Francisco, because not only do people stay in hotels and that generates the hotel room tax, which goes into the general fund, which helps fund the police department, the fire department, arts and culture, like many multiple different things. But people will go and shop in our retail. They will go eat in our restaurants. They will visit our museums and other attractions that we have. So us driving visitation is very important to the economy of San Francisco.
And certainly hospitality providers, that are many of which are listening here. I think what's been remarkable for me, I spent a lot of time looking at industry performance data in travel and tourism and hospitality. And when I'm at these big nationwide conferences, this has been a really tough year for travel in general across the U.S. and many parts of the world. But in so many metro areas, it feels like everybody's down. And I remember being at a number of conferences this year talking about San Francisco on many measures being up.
Yes.
And so the work that you've been doing has been hugely influential in driving that. And I think the economic impact for everybody, people living here, the businesses that operate here are huge,
right.
And certainly for the hospitality community. I wonder if you can catch your listeners up a little bit. I'll link in the show notes of this where you and I were sharing a stage at Manny's, a loved cultural hub in the Mission District of San Francisco at the end of 23. Mm-hmm. So much has changed. I feel like as a resident, as somebody who is working in the city, I feel like on every way I can think about it, it feels like San Francisco has gotten so much better over the last couple of years. But I wonder if you could walk through the last year and a half and talk about some of the things you've been up to, because I'll end my monologue in a minute, but I feel that
even though, like, me on every measure, it feels like San Francisco is better to live, to play, to invite people to. I hear that from everyone who visits. It's incredible. I think in as I've been trying to hype up San Francisco, I kind of feel there's been this notion of San Francisco is back. And I feel like that might not do a service to everybody because it's back in the sense that people visit here love it. Mm-hmm. But I like to say it's rising because there's so much opportunity. And I feel like you and your teams are capitalizing on that opportunity because I feel positive momentum. And I feel like there is so much that can be done here. But I wonder if you could share with our listeners some of what has been taking place.
We could even take them back to, you know, that year when you and I first met. And 2023, you know, coming out of the pandemic, obviously, you know, San Francisco has been one of the slowest urban centers to recover. And it's been very, very challenging for our teams and just the hospitality community in general, right? And 2023 was a tough year because that was the year when there was a lot of negative press about the city and the narrative, the whole doom loop narrative had really started to catch fire and was kind of going viral, you know, nationally and internationally. And that year we had, you know, launched a large brand campaign. And probably, the messaging at the time, because of the timing, might not have been spot on. People did respond positively. And we did see, you know, in post-campaign research that it actually made people reconsider San Francisco and actually, you know, potentially book a trip. So
I know you and I love talking about timing and we love data. But I also wondered just philosophically, is there actually an opportunity in the work that you're doing to get ahead of things? Because I almost feel that whether it's the hospitality community creating these inviting environments, you know, back in 22, 23, you messaging with the campaign and stuff, you mentioned maybe being early, but I think that's a good thing. And I think it maybe helped kickstart some of this. Is that too much of a stretch?
It may have. Yeah. It may have. I do think, you know, we had an upward battle, and then 2024 was actually a really tough year for San Francisco again. And that was partly because from a convention perspective, we had fewer conventions than we normally would. And we knew even prior to the pandemic that that was going to be the case because conventions book so far in advance. And this was like an off-rotation year. And, you know, we did have some issues with cancellations because of street conditions. But that was really when our new CEO, Anna-Marie Persutti, and I were, you know, kind of started talking at the end of the year about, you know, what how can we start to really get ahead and really create the excitement about some of the changes that are happening in San Francisco. And for a long time, we had had a brand platform, a messaging platform that was never the same, always San Francisco. So this idea that, you know, San Francisco is constantly changing and constantly evolving, but that feeling you get from San Francisco, from visiting San Francisco, it's always there, right? So there's that special je ne sais quoi, if you will, but it's there. And if you know it, you know it, right? But we really felt like that had been our platform for about 10 years. And it's like, okay, now we're like at a turning point. 2025 is looking really positive. 2026 is especially looking positive because we've got Super Bowl 60 that we're hosting. We've got FIFA World Cup. We've got the Pokemon World Championships, which, believe it or not, are a really big deal. So there's all these really like high profile global stage events that we were going to be participating in. And so we went to a local agency that we had worked with, and they were actually the ones who had developed the Never the Same, Always San Francisco original platform. And we just said, you know, we're looking for a new flexible platform that can really express, like, you know, San Francisco in a very authentic way and where we are right now and the, you know, remind people of what they love about San Francisco. And so they came up with the concept of Believe in San Francisco. So you'll see, well, they can't see, but behind you, there's big Believes and there's a lot of Believe everywhere. And it really had flexibility because it could appeal to leisure travelers and it could appeal to our meeting planners as well, because it's and also to locals themselves. There's a lot of civic pride that we can derive from the fact of everything that we've been through in the last 5 years. And yet, as always, as San Francisco always does, you know, the boom and busts that we go through, we're coming back and we're coming back better than ever. Right?
Well, it's exciting just for a moment on that.
I do feel like we're back. I know you said you.
I think we're back for everybody that matters. I also feel like it's such an exciting place to be and it's such an exciting time.
Right.
That I feel like in every measure from meeting organizers to family and friends that are visiting, I feel like for sure we're back. It just kind of feels like there's so much potential ahead. Okay. I think that's what I just want to say on this point of belief for a moment, because I feel like you have a really hard job, because if you're CMO at many organizations, you have like a specific audience you're trying to engage. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to appeal to everybody, which is almost impossible from a marketing perspective, but it's so important, because if you think about, you know, let's say the hoteliers that are listening to this, their hotels have to attract, you know, corporate business. They have to attract transient leisure business.
Exactly.
And I think it's also interesting to what you say about residents, because you play this role of shaping the narrative of how we feel about ourselves as San Franciscans. And I feel you have to visit a place before you move here. So if you think about it from every level of the health and vibrancy of the city, you have to come up with a campaign that does this. And this is where you end up with belief, right?
Right. Well, yeah. And I also feel like our residents are our greatest ambassadors. And, you know, I think people were feeling pretty, what's the word I want to, I'm totally thinking of the word, like just not optimistic, pessimistic about, okay, what is going on in this city? You know, there were a couple of years there where it was like, even the residents themselves were telling friends, oh, you don't really want to come right now, right? And that was one thing that we also wanted to kind of remind people, this is why you live here. This is what makes, you are part of what makes this city so special. Mm-hmm. And really get them to become our ambassadors again. And so I think the Believe in San Francisco campaign can appeal to multiple audiences and can really resonate with people.
So I'm a marketer. I love the idea of a campaign. Walk this out from the perspective of, okay, you come up with the positioning, the phrase. What do you do from here? How do you think about getting this idea, this story out in front of the people that need to see it?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Are you enjoying this conversation? If so, I invite you to pause this episode and text it to a friend or colleague right now. Not only will you let them know that you're thinking of them, but you'll help and inspire them as well. Thank you, and let's get back to the conversation.
Yeah, so we're actually not really calling it a campaign. We call it a messaging platform, right? So it's more than just a tagline. It's more than just a single video. It's really a message about what it is about San Francisco that can make you believe, right? What are those special experiences? What are the great innovations? What is our full story? And I don't know, if you want, I can kind of read you the manifesto for the campaign.
Yeah.
I think it really captures the essence of what we were trying to evoke through it.
I love it.
So this is really what guides us in what we do, right? And guides how we choose our visuals, how we choose, you know, headlines that we might write, how we position this platform. San Francisco isn't just a city. It's a feeling, an idea, a spark. It's where belief takes root, whether you're here to build the next big thing, to find yourself, or to experience something that defies explanation. It's the birthplace of ideas that have changed the world. From the beat poets of North Beach to the revolutionaries of the Summer of Love, from the tech pioneers of Silicon Valley to the chefs redefining cuisine in world-renowned restaurants. When you step into this city, you're stepping into a place that inspires you to think bigger, to create fearlessly, and to believe in what's possible. It's a city that's literally has to be seen to be believed. The fog rolling over Twin Peaks, the sunlight dancing on the bay, the towering redwoods and Muir Woods, the improbable sight of self-driving cars sharing the road with historic cable cars. It all weaves into an experience that stirs something inside of you. It's a place that faces challenges and comes back stronger, a testament to the resilience and creativity of the people who call it home. This is where social movements found their voice, where cultures intertwine to create something unique, where diversity isn't just celebrated, it's foundational. Despite the ups and downs, San Francisco remains a beacon for those who believe in progress, in community, and the power of reinvention. To believe in San Francisco is to believe in possibility, in creativity, in resilience, and in yourself. This isn't just a place to visit. It's a place to experience, to create, and to carry with you long after you leave. Because once you've been here, you'll always believe in San Francisco.
I have a big smile on my face because I feel like that resonates as somebody who grew up here and kept moving back because I just can't get enough of this place. And I'm always, I love the whole range of things that you shared has been my lived experience, which is so exciting. How do you think about getting this story out? So this is the platform. There's so many things you can create off of this. How do you think about getting this in front of people that you want to see and hear that?
Yeah, so we did create a 60-second video that is narrated with, you know, all of the things about what a magical place San Francisco is. And so we actually did a broadcast TV buy that ran in the nine Bay Area counties. It was a 30-second version. We did three different versions of that spot. So, and it got a lot of exposure because it was during sports and news, and it actually aired during the World Series, one of the final games of the World Series. So then it got picked up by local publications talking about the campaign and getting in front of people. So obviously we do paid advertising buys. So we target both meeting planners and leisure travelers. So that messaging is a part of both of campaigns that we are doing towards each of those audiences. So obviously when we're talking to meeting planners, we're talking a little bit more about the technology and innovation that's happening in San Francisco, and that you can bring your meeting here and be a part of a community that like thinks bigger, and you can start to have your attendees start thinking bigger. And then when we're thinking about the leisure audience, it's more about here's some of the things that you've always loved and you can truly believe in San Francisco, and just that magical serendipitous moments that you have when you're in the city and you might turn a corner and just happen upon a four-piece, jazz band playing on the corner, or, you know, just really, really special moments that don't really happen in every city. So we have paid campaigns. One of the really exciting things that we have coming up, you'll have to tune in, is we are going to be in the Rose Parade. So we have a San Francisco float that has been created. And I was actually just in Pasadena yesterday with our float builder, and it is spectacular, and it features some of our greatest icons. You'll definitely know it's San Francisco when it turns the corner on your TV. But we're also wanting to show up in unexpected places, and it's been almost 50 years since San Francisco had a float in the Rose Bowl Parade. So this is really an opportunity. It's a global event. Yeah. People from all over the world tune in to watch. And so we're really excited to showcase the city in that way. One of the other kind of high profile places is we're actually in New York Times Square. So we have a big, it's a video out of home digital screen that is playing some of the video and showcasing just, you know, gorgeous shots of San Francisco, and then has that Believe messaging. And that, there's currently one screen running through the end of the year. And then next year, we will run on this really, really tall, like right near where the ball drops for New Year's Eve. And it will run four times an hour, every hour, 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. So really getting San Francisco in front of people.
I love it. It's across path. So when you think about TV in the parade, yeah, in Times Square, so you're thinking about telling the story everywhere.
And then PR. So we are actually working with a PR agency out of New York City. And that was purposeful that we chose a New York agency versus a San Francisco agency, because we really wanted outside perspective. Too often we can navel gaze and sort of think we know that, like, we know the answer to how to tell the story, but they've been just instrumental in really helping us message that to the media and, you know, working with influencers and other content creators to come to San Francisco and actually see it for themselves, see the real story. And we kind of created different teams for them to focus on, sports being one of them because of what's coming next year, culinary, obviously. And then our music festivals and our music scene. And we had some content creators come for Outside Lands, and they were just blown away. So so that was really exciting. So earned media, you know, publications and other, you know, video and things like that, they're also helping us tell that story. So
I love that you're doing this across the board. And I love, I feel like I'm a digital guy. So like I think kind of by default in terms of digital communication, but I love that you're in TV, doing these activations in person. It almost feels like overlooked by some organizations, and you have to do it all. If you're going to share a story, you have to do it all. And I also feel like PR is one of those things that sometimes if you get too lost in some elements of digital marketing, mm-hmm. you kind of can discount the value of PR. Mm-hmm. And I've seen with my day job, I lead marketing and I have invested heavily in PR and I've seen the benefits of this. And I'm so glad you're doing this for San Francisco, because I think even if you're just talking about discovery from AI, mm-hmm. I feel like it's increasingly referencing, you know, what are the conversations happening off of your platforms?
Right.
So you're thinking about this, you're investing in, like, no matter where you are, you're going to be hearing about San Francisco. And it feels so powerful.
And we have 10 international offices that we work with too, who help us tell those stories as well. So Lori Lincoln, who is our vice president of global PR and media relations, like, she's working very closely with those agencies to extend this messaging out to them as well. And that was one of the other things that we found. And we found this with Never the Same, Always San Francisco, and also with It All Starts Here, is it didn't always translate well internationally, whereas Believe in San Francisco is universal, right? So it can translate despite, you know, where you are.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about is how you think about telling the stories of the neighborhoods of San Francisco, which I feel are so powerful. I live in the Lower Haight. I love the energy around there. I love walking to the different neighborhoods. How do you think about telling these neighborhood stories in the context of the larger story of San Francisco you're telling?
So we actually created a program called Heart of the City, and it is a content series. It's a video series. And what we did, it was very important to us to get the perspective of the community and the residents within each of these neighborhoods. So when we started planning for this, we worked with a local production company called Level Films. And we actually went to the communities themselves and to some, you know, we kind of reached out to community benefit districts or, you know, business owners and said, who do you feel really could be representative of your community and could tell the story of your community in a very authentic way? And so they made recommendations for different businesses or important people within those communities. And then we went and created video and they told the story about each of their neighborhoods. So we've done, oh gosh, I should do this off. I think it's 9 neighborhoods now. And then there is also like kind of a manifesto video, what we call it, where we combine all of those neighborhoods together. But we really felt the residents can be the best voice for their own community and really showcase what makes their neighborhood so special and unique. And I think the content that we created, it's actually won some awards. And so it's that authentic voice that talks about, you know, the specialness and diversity of each neighborhood.
It's so good. I watched some of the videos. I'm going to link in the show notes because I want people to check it out. It's really well done. And I think that's a lesson all of our listeners can take, because I want them to see this. But I also just like think about storytelling through the voices of a range of people. Mm-hmm. It's so powerful. I guess before we go, I would love to hear your thoughts or message for people in the hospitality community. I feel like going back to the beginning of our conversation, we were talking about, you know, a couple years ago, I kind of felt then, and I've felt that increasingly since then, that hospitality plays such a role in kind of helping San Francisco come back to what it is. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it has even so much more potential from here. What would be your message for someone working at a hotel or running a restaurant here? How can they take part in the story of San Francisco as it unfolds and grows in the years ahead?
Yeah, you know, I mean, especially in 2026, we have such amazing opportunity because we're going to have people from all over the world come to our city. And so I think just remembering to be welcoming and feeling that civic pride and sharing with our visitors like what makes our city so special is really an amazing way to kind of extend the messaging of Believe in San Francisco, right? And these are the reasons why. Because, you know, if you're sharing what you love about the city, that's going to make people feel good. And it's going to make them want to learn more and maybe go see whatever that recommendation is that you made. And then they're going to go home and tell people, oh my gosh, I had an extraordinary experience in San Francisco. You've got to go, you know? And that's I think one of the things that's really interesting about that is I have friends within the industry, and of course they had heard a lot of the stories, and I would just say to them, come see for yourself, you know, just don't believe everything you read or see, come see for yourself. And every single one of them who came was like, oh my God, it's so amazing. And I can't believe the way it has been portrayed. And they went home and they told their friends, you've got to go see it. Like, yeah. Don't believe what you see, you know? And so I think for the hospitality industry, being welcoming, really sharing their love for the city will go a long way.
It's great. It's good for their businesses, too. You know, it's going to, that word of mouth is going to end up, they'll get more business. So I know we got to wrap here because you got to run to something exciting. I want to wrap on this notion of, I feel like there's so much happening in San Francisco right now, whether it's music. I was thinking about all the music in this area over the past year, even with the holidays, or maybe especially with the holidays. I feel like there's so much going on in the city. Is there something or some things that you've really enjoyed this holiday season in San Francisco?
Well, so what I'm going to is this light show that's at the Botanical Garden. So I haven't been yet, and I've been hearing amazing things about it. And so I'm going with a colleague. We're going to go check out this light show. But I think also Glow SF has been amazing in the way that they've lit up the city. Illuminated SF Festival of Light, that's actually something that we promote, and it's about the light art that's going on throughout the city and really taking people kind of on an itinerary where they can see all this free light art. So, and then Winter Walk down at Union Square, you know, is a great activation. And of course, they've got the Macy, the puppies in the windows, you know, and that's always really fun. So it feels like the city is really vibrant right now, and there are a lot of really wonderful things to do.
It's incredible. Yeah, I went to the Nutcracker last week, and it was so great because it was they had kind of rebuilt it all around San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And I also heard the San Francisco Ballet is the best in the world, or it's like it's incredible.
It's considered one of the best in the world,
and it's insane. And so it's just like, but it was all kind of like oriented around a San Francisco rendition, which is really cool. And so I'm going to do on Sunday. I'm going to do my trek up to the Fairmont Hotel, my annual trek up there, because I have to do it. They do it, such a great job. And yesterday I was actually walking by the Botanical Gardens, but I didn't see the light show, so I need to go get some tickets.
Everyone that has seen it has just said it's really spectacular. Like it's well worth it for a visit, and it's only here until I think like the 3rd or 4th of January. So go soon, because
we'll include links in the show notes. People got to check this out. You got to run. Thank you so much, Sloan. This is so much fun.
This was awesome. So good to see you. Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's conversation, I just have one favor to ask, and that is to take out your phone now and text or email this episode to someone you work with or an industry friend and tell them what stood out to you. The reason I produce this show is to help you and your business, and it takes teamwork to do that. So I encourage you to move this beyond just being an idea, something you listen to sharing it with your team so that you can implement it in your hospitality business. And the ideas we heard today drive actual results and improvements for you. I'd also love to hear what you thought about the episode today. You can email me, josiah@hospitalitydaily.com. Hospitality Daily has become the number one podcast in hospitality, thanks to you and the tens of thousands of hospitality providers around the world that join us each day to learn and grow together. So thank you for joining us. And if you have something to teach or share with our community, I'd love to hear from you as well. So please email me or send me a message on LinkedIn and let's talk. A few more things before we go. First, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite app to stay inspired each day by actionable insights from the most interesting people in hospitality. If you'd like to listen to more conversations like the one that you just heard, visit this podcast website at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com. I spent a lot of time building out this website because I want to make it really easy for you to listen to the topics and guests that you are interested in, whether that's culture and leadership or operations or technology or something else. You can browse and search the entire library of more than 650 episodes from some of the top leaders and innovators in hospitality at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com and get ideas for delighting the people around you in reaching your business and career goals. And finally, if you prefer to read a recap of these ideas each day, I'd be happy to send you my top takeaways by email. You can subscribe at hospitalitydaily.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you here again tomorrow.